Quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. So you can choose what's right for you whenever you like. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature. Quiets their snores. Sleep Number does that. Sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on Sleep Number limited edition smart beds for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hey, everyone. I'm David Chalian, the CNN political director. This is the Daily DC. Dividing, not uniting. That is the clear path Donald Trump sees to re-election. This will surprise nobody who has sort of followed Trump's 2016 campaign and his presidency thus far. But what the president of the United States did this weekend with the most unifying and patriotic of holidays, the 4th of July, in his remarks both at the foot of Mount Rushmore and on the South Lawn at the White House, following up with a tweet today, can only indicate one thing and one thing only. Donald Trump sees his path to re-election as dependent upon dividing America along racial lines in a way to ensure that his white base of voters feels aggrieved and motivated to come out in record numbers to re-elect him. If you listen to the president carefully this weekend, you hear him sticking a teleprompter and really trying to walk the line of avoiding outright racist appeal, but trying to thread the needle and walk the line to give all the cues to his base of voters of where he positions himself in this great American divide.
One of their political weapons is cancel culture, driving people from their jobs, shaming dissenters, and demanding total submission from anyone who disagrees.
We will never allow an angry mob to tear down our statues, erase our history, indoctrinate our children, or trample on our freedoms.
There are three things critical to watch in the aftermath of the president's remarks over the weekend. One, will they work? Do you see in upcoming polls, as this is a clear strategy he's implementing now, a invigorated coalescing of his base, some of the splintering that we saw happening, some of the erosion that we've seen? Does this message help bring that back to whole for him as he attempts to build back up towards an electoral college majority? The other thing to watch for are his fellow Republicans who are on the ballot with him, many of whom are not comfortable with this approach that he's taking, and yet all of whom are dependent on Trump voters voting for them as well. Otherwise, they have no chance at re-election. So watch to see how much of a box vulnerable Republicans up for re-election in the Senate, like a Tom Tillis, Joni Ernst, Cory Gardner, Martha McSally, how are they responding to what the president is saying here? And then, of course, watch for the backlash. The president, when he talks about cancel culture going too far, or when protests turn violent, or when people are talking about taking down statues of George Washington and not just Jefferson Davis, there is the potential for, as he's attempting to do, painting with a broad stroke the entire Democratic Party and the left in one big fashion. Is there backlash that emerges from the middle of the electorate? That is going to be a key component to watch as well. I will note, when he's off the teleprompter, he follows up, as he did this morning, with a tweet about NASCAR, where he completely bemoans the fact that NASCAR has taken down the Confederate flag. That's the president of the United States saying what a terrible thing, and ratings have gone down, that NASCAR removed the racist symbol of the Confederate flag. This is in the face of what has happened in Mississippi and elsewhere in our culture right now. The president crossing that line when defending the Confederate flag, as opposed to sticking a teleprompter and trying to thread that line about cancel culture and radical response to the social currents of the day. There is a difference here. It's one you hear the president try to strike when he's delivering a speech crafted by his speechmakers, has a tougher time when he's just with the Twitter machine. Two other quick items in politics before you go that you need to know. One, the Supreme Court today ruled unanimously that so-called faithless electors in the Electoral College can be punished by states for going and casting a ballot that is opposite of what the popular vote in the state was. So a unanimous opinion from the court written by Justice Elena Kagan, who quoted from Hamilton and Veep, or at least referenced them in her opinion, but a unanimous decision. You can be punished as a faithless elector. So that should hopefully avoid a lot of chaos come December when all those electors go to cast their ballot. And finally, watch what the president is going to do on DACA. If, as some reports suggest, he's about to re-up his attempt to get rid of DACA, this is going to become a flashpoint in this election season. So keep your eyes on what the president is doing in response to the Supreme Court defeat he suffered over DACA. That does it for this edition of the Daily DC. Thank you all so much for listening. Hope you'll tune in again right here tomorrow.
When you work next level. And when you play next level. And when it's time to sleep, Sleep Number smart beds are designed to embrace your uniqueness, providing you with high-quality sleep every night. Sleep next level. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, the Queen Sleep Number C4 smart bed is only $1,599. Save $300 for a limited time, only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii. Quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number smart bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. So you can choose what's right for you whenever you like. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature. Quiets their snores. Sleep Number does that. Sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on Sleep Number limited edition smart beds for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.